So maybe for the next 15 minutes or so, we can help each other of which way do we see Joseph, as it was mentioned, a type of the Lord Jesus in his life. There are many aspects of it that definitely will point us to the person of the Lord. And I'm just wondering if the brothers will help us along by bringing these features that speaks of him as a type of the Lord Jesus.
I think the thing that's blatantly obvious is, first and foremost, Joseph was the beloved of his father. Mm. And we see, especially in the New Testament, obviously, we see that God on different occasions opened up heaven and said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." And this is just, you know, this parallels Joseph and Jacob's relationship as well, as father and son.
Amen.
It says that the father loved the son, and the son did all things that pleased the father. In verse 2, the latter part, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. So that also brings forth the fact that he did all things that pleased the father. In verse 3, now Israel loved Joseph more than all of his children, because he was the son of his old age. I would like to submit that like this love started back when Jacob was with Laban. And in Genesis chapter 29, verse 20, it says, "And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her." Then also after that whole story, in verse 31, "And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren." So after all that time, and Rachel couldn't conceive, and then through verse 30, everybody else except Rachel was bringing forth children. So even the love started back with Leah. So even when Joseph was born, the love was still translated from the mother to the son through the love that was initially there through Jacob and Rachel.
Could you say, JP, that if you want to bring it as continues the type, that Joseph didn't come into the picture right away? And maybe I'm wondering if a verse like in the book of Galatians, when the fullness of time has come, Christ was born by a woman. So to bring forth the type, it didn't happen right away. There was a specific timing, a specific calendar in God's mind that Joseph should come into the picture, a type of the Lord, that when the fullness of time, there was a specific time when Christ should be ushered into the scene. You can say that?
Yeah, I agree.
There's a reference in John's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 20, which declares that the Father loves the Son. As we look at Jacob and Joseph, and God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, John's Gospel declares that the Father loves the Son. Mm. Chapter 5, verse 20. And the reference that Brother John made mention of is Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4.
And that's again another proof of that deity of the Lord Jesus and his eternal sonship. Because the scripture tells us that the Lord Jesus in John 17 said, "Thou hast loved me before the world began." So the Lord Jesus was ever eternal, was ever with the Father. And relationship between the Father and the Son existed in eternity before anything had been created, before anything was brought into existence. There was that love relationship, that affection, that communication that was going on between the Father and the Son in the sphere and also with the Holy Spirit in the bosom of the Father. So again, we see in here that the love that before Joseph was sent far away, before Joseph was rejected, before Joseph was glorified, before all of that, there was a love. And that love expresses itself. Love expresses itself. Love does not, it shows somehow that there is love. And the Father expresses, I think it was mentioned earlier, how he loved the Son. After he looked upon him for 30 years, we don't read, as we always say, much really about the life of the Lord Jesus for 30 years, from the time he was born till the baptism at the Jordan River. You only read it in Luke chapter 2, in the temple at 12 years old. But for those period of time, God was looking upon a young man, a child. And at the banks of the Jordan, when he looked at that life, he said, "Look, this is my beloved Son." And then after his ministry, at the Mount of Transfiguration, same thing again. "This is my beloved Son." Everything that God desired to see in man was seen in the Lord Jesus. That's why he said he loved him. And he gave him, and he made him a coat of many colors.
I think there's another aspect that you had mentioned. It speaks of his eternal sonship. And now it says in verse 3, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age." He loved him because he was the son of his old age. It wasn't only a matter of what the son did. Of course he did everything pleasing to him. And of course he was full of grace and truth, bringing the report about his brethren to his father. But the Father loved the Son because he was the Son. It was just because of who he is that the Father's full object of his heart could be centered upon this Blessed One. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hands. The Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that he himself doeth. And the scripture speaks of the love of the Father towards the Son in many ways. That he's the beloved Son. He's the Son of his love. He's the Son of the Father.